Welcome to 3 weeks, One Heart, a journey to deepen Ahavas Yisrael, with intention. There's a concept in halacha of mitzvos trichos kavana. Mitzvos require kavana, intention. Just like a human being is comprised of two parts, body and soul, so too mitzvos have two parallel parts. The external action of the mitzvah is likened to the body. And the kavana, the inner intent within a person's mind, is likened to the neshama, the soul. So for instance, when one says Shema, there is the external action, the coordination of the vocal cords, larynx, tongue, and lips to articulate the words of Shema. But if all that external action happens, a person says the words of Shema, but their mind is thinking about what they're going to eat for breakfast or their to-do list for the day ahead, then according to many poskim, they have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Shema and would actually be required to repeat it. There is a spectrum when it comes to kavana. The most basic level of kavana is to have in mind that one is performing an action in order to fulfill a mitzvah. And at the far other end of the kavana spectrum is the nister, the mystical underpinnings of each mitzvah. So in the case of Shema, the basic level of requirement is to have in mind that one is fulfilling the mitzvos aseh to say Shema each day. And a higher level on the kavana spectrum would be to focus on accepting Hashem's absolute sovereignty in the world and dedicating one's entire being to serving Him. The question is asked, is kavana only required when it comes to mitzvos bin adam lamakom, mitzvos between us and Hashem, like Shema or Tefillin? Or is kavana also required for mitzvos bin adam lachavero, interpersonal mitzvos? In his sefer, Avas Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim teaches that indeed mitzvos between people also require kavana. They require intention. Let's think about the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, loving a fellow Jew. Some may think, I'm a nice person. I enjoy helping people. I'm courteous and respectful of others, and I try to help out wherever I can. That is all wonderful and speaks to a person's good character or nature, but they are not necessarily fulfilling this mitzvah. To fulfill the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, we are supposed to have in mind when we act lovingly, speak lovingly, and even when we just think and feel love in our hearts towards another Jew, that we are doing so because there is a mitzvah to do so. The Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, Ani Hashem, the Pasuk says, love your fellow Jew like you love yourself, not because you are a nice person, not because your parents raised you to be kind and courteous, but Ani Hashem, but because Hashem is directing you to do so. It's certainly a good thing if you are already a warm-hearted person, but by having the intention of fulfilling the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, you will elevate your character far beyond any natural tendencies. By specifically intending to fulfill Hashem's commandment of loving Jews, we will, over time, mold ourselves into people who are not just naturally kind, but true Ohavei Yisrael, those who love Jews even when it's difficult and unnatural to do so. A practical starting strategy to help build our habit of having kavana is to start by layering kavana onto the loving things that we are already doing. So for example, the next time you're about to give someone a compliment, think for a moment before you speak. I am about to fulfill the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. The next time you pour someone a drink of water, take a moment before you do so and think, I am about to fulfill the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. The next time you give a donation to the collector at the door or enter your credit card number to contribute to the latest crowdfunding campaign posted on your family's WhatsApp chat, think, I am about to fulfill the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. By doing this, we will elevate the kindnesses we are already doing and become more attuned to the multitude of opportunities to fulfill the Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha throughout our day. Additionally, if you work in any capacity in which you help Jews within your professional role, if you're a medical practitioner or a therapist with Jewish patients, if you're a sales clerk at a store with Jewish shoppers, a teacher of Jewish students, or an accountant with Jewish clients, you can spiritually supercharge your day by having kavana as you carry out your professional duties. As you help a fellow Jew in whatever role you have, that you are also fulfilling the precious mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. Through these practices of having kavana, intention, we will nurture ourselves into true Ohavei Yisrael, surpassing any natural tendencies. 3 weeks, One Heart is dedicated by Chana Sarah Le'iloi Nishmas, her mother, Minet Shimmel, Mendel Bas Moshe Yosef, and Shendel Dina, who imbued her family with the love of Hashem and the magnificence of Shabbos.